Hey, it's Dan here. If you haven't heard, the Fun Kids Science Weekly is back and bigger than ever. We hear all about the biggest stories in the world of science.
And so they realize, oh my gosh, I think what we're seeing is a newborn great white.
Find out which science is the best.
Wow, I thought that just sounded like such a cool career that I could get out there, visit different places in those different environments.
Put your questions to the experts.
How does a mobile phone contact another mobile phone without a wire?
Remember to send in your questions on the free Fun Kids app or at funkidslive.com. That's the bigger and better Fun Kids Science Weekly every Saturday from wherever you get your podcasts.
Nature makes the things we love. That's why Walmart and the Walmart Foundation are committed to help protect, manage, or restore at least 50 million acres of land and 1 million square miles of ocean by 2030.
This is a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB digital radio across the UK or online at funkidslive.com.
Wednesday, the 15th of July, 2020. This is Stuck at Home. My name is Bex, and I am joined by returning champ Sean. Hey, Sean.
Hey, Bex. How's it going?
I'm good. How are you?
I am all good. You know, a little bit emotional as Stuck at Home starts to blossom into the beautiful butterfly that is going to be Activity Quest. But, you know, I'm just making the most of the caterpillar times right now.
Are you calling this podcast a caterpillar? I'll have you know it's the most beautiful insect in the podcast world.
Hey, there's nothing wrong with caterpillars. Nothing wrong at all. Those little fellas, they're great.
Especially the very hungry one. Anyway, yeah, as Sean says, this is becoming Activity Quest on Monday, so make sure you subscribe and you don't miss the first episode of the brand new podcast. But today, in enough of Activity Quest, it's Stuck at Home. Let's chat Marina Ventura. Let's chat the Week Junior. Let's chat me and Sean giving you stuff to do. It's going to be awesome, I promise. So, Sean, tell me, what ideas do you have that we can try at home, eh?
Why don't you have a pancake party as a going away gift to the Stuck at Home podcast? So if you've been sat with the Stuck at Home podcast for the last, 104 days or 104 episodes, then you're going to want to, that podcast is going to be close to your heart. So why not sit down, have a nice, lovely pancake, see you later party for the Stuck at Home podcast. You can make a little pancake for an invisible Josh. You can make a little pancake for an invisible Dan. You can make a little pancake for an invisible Connor. And make a pancake for invisible Bex as well. And just, you know, reminiscing of the good times, reminiscing of the good activities that have gone past in this podcast.
Now, Sean, I'm going to call you out on something here. We did a pancake party. And in fact, we talked about it. You and I talked about this last week. So I want you
to
tell me.
No, false. No,
When we did our tombola wheel of past things, that was one of the things that we mentioned.
What, a pancake party? Well, then, yeah. Okay, then. Well, what I meant, Bex, was that it doesn't have to be a pancake party, like a retro Stuck at Home activity party. I was just using the pancake party as an example. So,
sure you were.
God, I was just getting to that bit, but you cut me off.
What I was going to ask Sean was basically, how are you going to make this pancake party extra special? What toppings are you looking at? What ingredients do you have? Would you accept waffles as well as pancakes?
One of those industrial-sized jars of Nutella, one that you could actually like climb into. One of those, and I'm not spreading it on with a knife. I'm scooping it out with my hand and slapping it on those pancakes.
So you're going Nutella, any toppings, any strawberries on top, anything just to add a little bit of a sweet crunch?
What I'm going to get is one of those industrial-sized jugs of maple syrup, and then I'm going to attach a garden hose, and I'm just going to be blasting those pancakes with hose-worths of lovely, delicious maple syrup.
I mean, this sounds like you know how to pancake party, Sean.
Oh, yeah, it's going to be some party. And what I'm going to do then, Bex, is get one of those industrial-sized punnets of strawberries where they, like, fill it up with a digger. And it's just, like, so many strawberries. And then I'm just going to, you know, like, when you're in a ball pit and you kind of, like, gather all the balls up and throw them up in the air like you're Scrooge McDuck in a big pile of coins. I'm going to do that, but with strawberries. And I'm just going to be throwing these strawberries all over these pancakes, and it's just going to be a great time, Bex.
Well, you know what? Wimbledon was meant to be on, and it means there is a surplus of strawberries going around at the moment. So your wish might be fulfilled, because there's a few strawberries out there going begging, I would say. I would point out, though,
I'm going to have one of those Wimbledon-sized punnets. That's what I'm going
to
go for.
You also seem to be giving yourself, I think, a few sugar rushes. Let's put it quite gently like that. Would you also make one for all of us Fun Kids presenters, then? What would you make for all of us?
I think you're all getting Nutella maple syrup strawberry ones in some various description. I'm not made of money, Bex. I've got three industrial sized things of toppings here. What more do you want?
All right, well, I like this idea. Also, I'll go just strawbs, please. Strawbs and syrup. I like this because I think we should celebrate the end of the show coming up super soon. Like, it's, you know, Friday's the last end of an era, I would say. Well, for me, certainly it is. It's been 104 episodes.
I know. It's going to be a sad time, Bex.
I'm going to have my sad party hat on. I'll make some sad crying noises on Saturday. On Friday, I'll, you know, I think about my life choices. It's going to be emotional.
I mean, I'm already close to welling up, Bex. And I've not even seen the invoice for the pancake party yet.
I like this idea, Sean. And finally, big question on pancakes. Do you go flat and crepes, or do you go fluffy and American?
To be honest, Bex, the way my pancakes look is never on purpose. That's my answer. Whatever I can kind of sort of throw together.
What a cheats answer. What a ridiculous cheats answer to get out of the fact that you've not prepared what type of pancakes you're going to make. You have no idea, do you?
Well, no, it's more I don't want to promise lovely crepey ones and not deliver. I'm expectation managing here, Bex.
No, that's fair enough. I like that, because then it's also a lovely surprise whenever you get something put in front of you like, oh, delicious, a pancake. And you don't really care what type of pancake it is.
That's it. Pancakes are pancakes at the Sean Pancake Party.
Brilliant. Well, I'm excited. I'll book in advance, as I think we're meant to do at the moment, for restaurants. And I'll pop down to your pancake party, if that's okay.
Brilliant stuff.
I have been finding out about some more artwork we can do, Sean. Do you want to hear about it?
Yep.
Okay, I found out how to make your very own scratch art. All right, so here we go. What you got to do is get a piece of paper or a bit of card and then draw all over it in wax crayons, like colour in a rainbow. Make sure every bit of it is coloured in loads of different colours. You could do whatever you want. And then, over the top of it, paint over it, so cover the whole painting up with a bit of black paint that's been mixed in with a few drops of washing up liquid. So cover that whole piece of paper, yeah, cover that whole thing. And then, when it's all dry, you can scratch away, and underneath you'll have loads of different colours. So it's a bit like if you get a spirograph, or if you get like something a bit like a pencil, like a bit sharper, you can scratch away and you can find different colours underneath the black paint that you've painted.
Nice. I like this. Taking our paintings to the next level.
Yeah. So you could maybe, say you've got a rainbow that you've made out of wax crayon, you paint over it in black and then you draw a rainbow over the top of it by scratching away from the black paint. It's just quite a cool thing to do, really. And it makes your artwork a next level thing, because also you don't really know what you're going to find underneath, because maybe you've forgotten where the colours are. And maybe you just want to put some pretty patterns on there to make beautiful rainbow patterns.
I feel like this would be an activity to do in front of an old person. And I'll tell you why, Bex, for when we're allowed to see the old people again, that I just feel like it's going to be a thing that's going to blow their mind. They're going to be looking at you like, what are they doing there? Like, what's this they're doing here? Why are they covering all that nice colour with black paint? And then when you start getting to the scratching phase and they start seeing the pretty colours come through, they're just going to be really impressed. They're going to make out that you've just invented like a bionic arm or something in front of their very eyes. I think that is going to be the joy of it, just seeing that delight in whoever's watching as you do this masterpiece.
Yeah, do it with people you know. Parents, grandparents, brothers, sisters, dogs, fish, they'll all love it. Get involved. And if you are stuck at home like us, well, I mean, let us know, message us, but also, it's going to get tough to get a shout out. Maybe we'll give you a shout out on Activity Quest on Monday. That is going to be the same style of show, but we'll all be getting out and about a little bit more, so you can tune in then and we'll give you a shout out.
So it's a part of the show where we listen to a Fun Kids mini-series. And today we're listening to Marina Ventura's Ocean Adventure. And today we're going to be finding out all about lovely seaweed. So remember, make sure you're listening closely, because at the end of this episode of Stuck at Home, we're going to be giving you three questions to test how well you've been paying attention.
Marina Ventura's Ocean Adventure, supported by the Natural Environment Research Council, the science of the natural world.
Sky Adventurers, Marina Ventura at your service. We're off the coast of Scotland today, near the beautiful town of Oban, to find out all about seaweed, kelp. I said kelp, not help. Kelp is a seaweed made of brown algae. It grows in leafy columns in shallow oceans and near coastlines. We can just see the tips swaying in the water around our boat, but let's see what's further down.
Wow! It's like an underwater forest with thousands of kelp columns. Some of these plants are nearly 100 feet tall. A really amazing thing about kelp is how fast they can grow. Some varieties can shoot up half a meter a day. As well as being super brilliant at growing, kelp is a helpful plant too, because it provides a home, protection, and food for many species. Look! There are some sea urchins nestling around the columns. They thrive on kelp, and in turn provide a tasty meal for sea otters. The seaweed is also an essential for important species such as lobsters. Uh-oh, the kelp over here isn't looking so happy. Some sort of parasite has caused damage. Because kelp is so useful, scientists are working hard to wipe out tricky pests. It isn't easy because the forests of kelp are so enormous and the parasites are so tiny. It's, well, just like looking for a needle in a haystack. Luckily, there's some clever stuff being done on the parasite DNA that might provide some answers. Let's get back to the surface and see what else we can find out with MapApp, the electronic essential for every explorer.
Phew! I'll dry off whilst MapApp boots up.
Hello, Marina. What marine mysteries are we masticating today?
We're learning about kelp. Any seaweed snippets for us?
Kelp is brilliant stuff and may even power our cars and houses in the future. Biofuel is a type of fuel made from crops, not from coal, gas or oil. One problem with biofuel, though, is the land required to grow these crops could be used better for growing food to eat. And with nearly 7 billion people on our planet, we need all the food we can get. Kelp could provide the answer. They are extremely productive plants, with some varieties thought to produce over double the biomass that land crops could make. So the idea is that perhaps we could grow forests of kelp off the coasts, which would be harvested for fuel, perhaps using some sort of underwater combine harvester.
Sensational stuff! Time for us to go, but join us next time when we continue our ocean adventures. Toodle-pip!
Marina Ventura's Ocean Adventure, a Fun Kids production in association with the Natural Environment Research Council, the science of the natural world.
And you can get more where that came from by searching for Marina Ventura, Kids Guide to Our Planet, wherever you're listening to this podcast. So we're going to be giving you three questions on what you've just heard after we fill our brains up with wisdom from the Week Junior crew.
Okay, then it's time to head over to the Week Junior magazine. That is the magazine making sense of the world right now, something we definitely need. Today, we are chatting to managing editor Vanessa. Vanessa, hi, what story do you have for us?
Well, I'm all about water lilies today, Bex. I expect you've seen them, haven't you? They're those little pads that shape like spades in a deck of playing cards that look like flotation devices for frogs. Are you familiar with them?
Yes, I know. Yeah, a good description, though. That was very helpful.
Well, I'm not talking about those. I'm talking about giant water lilies, and they deserve their name because one has grown and flowered in Belfast Botanic Gardens for the first time in 30 years. Now, they come from South America, and they certainly have a gigantic kind of rainforesty look about them. And some seeds were brought back to Britain in the 19th century. And as was the fashion in those days, aristocrats with big gardens loved growing exotic plants, and it was all a bit of a competition, actually. Anyway, two dukes decided they would have a go with these giant water lilies. But it's a tricky business because the plants are very particular about light and warm temperatures. So you'd have to kind of build a structure. You'd have to build a greenhouse, build a pond that is perfect. But anyway, in 1849, the Duke of Devonshire managed it. And a few years later, in 1852, a specimen was grown and flowered over in Belfast's Botanic Gardens. Now, they need warm temperatures to survive, as you can imagine. Belfast and Guyana, where the plant comes from, a little bit different climatically. But after decades of success, something went wrong and the plant just couldn't seem to grow anymore. But in 2014 to 2018, the Botanic Gardens had a big refurbishment, and they looked particularly at the ravine, is the area that it was called, where the plant was growing. And a new pond was added to try and grow these monsters. And the staff are thrilled that it's finally worked. And because it started producing flowers, the hope is that the plant will now be able to self-seed and they'll be able to keep reproducing on their own. But the lily pads are absolutely huge. They're quite scary, actually, sort of science fiction things.
Would one of us be able to sit on them, do you reckon?
Well, apparently they've got quite long spikes underneath them. So, which stops animals being able to come up underneath and eat them from underneath. So apparently the people who have to look after them in the ponds and kind of clear the surrounding encroaching plants got prodded quite a few times by these not very nice spikes. So I think I'd probably steer quite clear of them. I just stay on the edge of the pond and look at them adoringly.
It's cool that they can regrow, though, that they've managed to kind of bring them back. That's awesome.
It's amazing. It's amazing. But I think it's been quite some effort. I mean, the fact that they had to refurbish the whole place and sort of build a new pond for them. But, you know, now they've done it, hopefully they'll be able to, the plant will now be able to reestablish itself on its own without having all this special treatment.
I will never look at a big lily in my back garden or in a pond ever again in the same way, because it sounds like they could be giant monsters if I tried hard enough, basically. That's what you're saying to me, right?
Well, I think one of the leaves of these giant water lilies are basically the size of a domestic pond anyway. So think, if you had one that was growing, however many leaves it would have, I mean, you'd basically need to give it a whole swimming pool. And if I'm building a swimming pool in my garden, I'm the one who's going to be swimming in it.
No, that's fair enough. Well, brilliant. Thank you, Vanessa. Hopefully we'll speak to you soon.
Okay, bye.
Right, let's find out how much you learn from Marina Ventura and her dive into the ocean. So, remember, just as a little reminder here, people, if you want to go on more adventures with Marina, you just need to search for her name, Marina Ventura, wherever you're listening to this podcast. Right, quick fire questions. Fasten your seatbelts. True or false? Kelp is a seaweed made of brown algae. Is it A, true, or B, false?
All the glamorous questions today. Question two, which of the following animals love to live in forests of kelp? Sure,
forests of kelp.
That's the name of my next podcast. Is it A, whales, B, lobsters, or C, dolphins?
I think it's going to be the name of my autobiography. Kelp may power our cars and houses in the future, did you know? And it's all thanks to a certain type of fuel that uses crops instead of fossil fuels. But what's that type of fuel called? Is it A, kelp fuel, B, biofuel, or C, sea fuel?
Right, while you're thinking of those answers, and you may need to seek kelp.
Oh, my, where's she come from with that? Bex, from out of nowhere, 25 yards out. That was an absolute delight.
Thank you. I'm not going to lie, I'm very proud of that. We need to ask you, Sean, big question, are you a comprehension ninja?
Oh, you know I am.
Yeah, I thought you might be. Anything with ninja in, Sean is there. So Andrew Jennings is a teacher and he's the best-selling author of The Vocabulary Ninja and the Comprehension Ninja series. He's got a brand...
Yeah, that's another ninja that I am. Yeah. That's another ninja, Vocabulary Ninja. Sign me up for that.
All of the ninjas. So Andrew's got a new series of comprehension workbooks that let you practice your reading at home. They're packed full with stories with loads of questions and answers on a range of topics from, I mean, oceans to Barack Obama. That's quite a big range, isn't it, Sean?
That is the largest of ranges.
So, if you fancy joining Sean to be a comprehension or vocabulary ninja, well, the Comprehension Ninja Workbooks are out now. They're perfect for you. Head over to Fun Kids right now and check out the quiz where you can find out if you're a comprehension ninja just like Sean. Go to funkidslive.com. All right, should we get those answers, Sean?
Yep, let's go for it. True or false? Kelp is a seaweed made of brown algae. You knew it. It's true.
Delicious kelp. Question two, which of the following animals love to live in forests of kelp? The answer is B, lobsters.
You supposed to eat kelp? Is kelp delicious? Did Marina cover that? Anyway, kelp may power our cars and houses in the future, and it's all thanks to a certain type of fuel that uses crops instead of fossil fuels. What's this type of fuel called? Annoyingly, it's not called kelp fuel. Whatever kelp fuel is, I want some. It's actually called biofuel.
That sounds much more futuristic, though, I would say. Much more legit. Well, hopefully you got 3 out of 3. If you didn't, don't worry. You've got another chance tomorrow to redeem yourself. In the meantime, give those things a go we mentioned earlier. Have a big old pancake party to celebrate the end of the Stuck at Home podcast, or make your very own scratch art and let us know how it goes. So goodbye from Sean.
Goodbye.
And from me. Remember to rate, review and subscribe wherever it is you get this podcast from. And do tap subscribe, because Stuck at Home is becoming Activity Quest in just a few days' time. Get the countdown on. And if you're not subscribed, you might miss it. Simple as that. We'll be back tomorrow. See you then. Bye. So that was a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB digital radio across the UK or online at funkidslive.com.
Nature makes the things we love. That's why Walmart and the Walmart Foundation are committed to help protect, manage, or restore at least 50 million acres of land and 1 million square miles of ocean by 2030.
Hey, it's Dan here. If you haven't heard, the Fun Kids Science Weekly is back and bigger than ever. We hear all about the biggest stories in the world of science.
And so they realize, oh my gosh, I think what we're seeing is a newborn great white.
Find out which science is the best.
Wow, I thought that just sounded like such a cool career that I could get out there, visit different places in those different environments.
Put your questions to the experts.
How does a mobile phone contact another mobile phone without a wire?
Remember to send in your questions on the free Fun Kids app or at funkidslive.com. That's the bigger and better Fun Kids Science Weekly every Saturday from wherever you get your podcasts.